Parents are increasingly raising concerns that public libraries are actively exposing their kids to sexual activities and reading material. But when they complain about drag queen story hours and books that can only be described as pornography aimed at kids, smiling librarians assure them their libraries are simply committed to free inquiry. Indeed, Emily Drabinsky, the recently elected president of the American Library Association, insisted in a TV interview that there's no big library agenda. But there is an agenda, and Emily Drabinsky, a self-proclaimed Marxist lesbian, sees the public library as a resource to build collective power for the public good. She received multiple endorsements, which include queering the landscape of library publishing and scholarship. In July 2023, she will begin serving as the president of the 54,000-member American Library Association, which, according to the Federalist's managing editor, Joy Pullman, drives the training of U.S. librarians and their use of public funds. Joy Pullman documents the endorsement of various ALA members, including April Hathcock, who stated, "I so value Emily's work in intentionally bringing a class, labor, and queer consciousness to her efforts as an anti-racist ally." Drabinsky's top-cited work, 2013 article Queering the Catalog, outlines her strategy for what she calls queer library politics. Her lectures expand on this theme. One lecture was titled Teaching the Radical Catalog. In that presentation, she said queerness is the subversion of those kinds of normal family types, referring to families headed by a married man and woman. Her statements tout the fluidity of gender identities and reject the existence of truth. This is classic Marxism. Joy Pullman points out that Marxists use sexual chaos as a deliberate strategy of cultural destruction. Drabinsky also seeks to dismantle racism. Be warned. To her, this requires dismantling America. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.